Good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to talk about a halachic topic that relates to the Parshas HaShavua. In a certain sense, it's timely because it relates to the Parshas HaShavua. In another sense, it's not such a timely topic because the topic is Hachnasas Orchim, and many of us are unable to do Hachnasas Orchim the way we normally would like to in terms of the number of restrictions and restricting ourselves socially. But, you know, there is an inyan of a Mishalma Parmes Fasenu that whatever we can't perform, we learn about the mitzvah and do that. The Gemara says that explicitly with relation to Karbanos, that we learn about Karbanos in the days that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and we cannot perform Karbanos, but poskim apply it to other mitzvahs as well. There's a beautiful Aruch Liner in Makos Tav Chav Gimel that tells us Leficha Chirbalem Torah Mitzvos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mzakas Yisrael, Leficha Chirbalem Torah Mitzvos. So the Aruch Liner says Torah u'mitzvos, because at mitzvos, when you do mitzvos, you get zuchiyos, and when there are those mitzvos that you can't do, so then there's Torah. There's Torah to learn about those mitzvos, and then it's ke'ilu that you did those mitzvos. So let's talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Achnas Sorachim, whether we're able to fully perform that mitzvah right now or not. There are a number of Mamari Chazal that talk about just how great the mitzvah of Achnas Sorachim is. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us that Gedola Achnas Sorachim Yoser Me'akpalas Bnei Ashchina, that Achnas Sorachim is even greater than Kabbalas Bnei Ashchina, and it's derived from Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu left an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be Mekabel Bnei Orchim. So you see, it's greater than Kabbalas Bnei Ashchina. That very same Gemara tells us Gedola Achnas Sorachim Yoser Me'ashkamas Beis HaMedrash, that it's even greater than Ashkamas Beis HaMedrash. There's Gemara in Brachos and Dav Yudam and Beis that tells us Kol HaMa'areach Tamil Chacham Betoch Beis HaMa'anu Min Chasov, that if you host the Tamil Chacham and you give him Hana'a from your Nechasim, Amal Alav HaKasov Ki Ilu Makriv Tamidin, the Pasuk considers it as if you're Makriv the Karban Tamid. You also have a Gemara in Chagiga Dav Chav Zayin Amar Aleph Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim Mizbeach Mechapar Aladam. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach was a kapara for a person. Achshav, now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Shulchan HaShalada Mechaper Alav. The person's Shulchan is Mechaper. How's a person's Shulchan Mechaper? Zakt Rashi, Pachnasas Archim. When a person does Achnasas Archim, so that his Shulchan is Mechaper. So we see that there's this very great Inyan called Achnasas Archim. And the Inyan of Achnasas Archim has a dual aspect to it. It is Gemilas Chesed Shebegufo, right? It's certainly considered to be something that is a Chesed that a person does physically, and mutal on the person to do physically, but it's also a goal-oriented mitzvah to make sure that others are taken care of, that one has a chelek in the mitzvah of Achnas Orchim, even if you just set up someone with a place to go. You set someone up with meals, even if you're not the one that's physically providing those meals. The Chavetz Chaim is medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara says Gedol Achnas Orchim Yosef Me'ashkamas Beis HaMedrash, that if you come to the Beis Medrash and Orchim show up, that it's better to do that mitzvah. But if others are able to do that mitzvah, then you're allowed to have others do it instead. Meaning it's like any other mitzvah that's Efshar Lasos Al Yidei Acherim, that you would be Mevatel Talmud Torah if it's Efshar Lasos Al Yidei Acherim. But if it's Efshar Lasos Al Yidei Acherim, then you have to go and do that mitzvah. Now, some of the details of the mitzvah that the Chavetz Chaim derives in Sefer Avas Chesed, Chavetz Chaim has a whole chapter on Achnas Orchim, and he derives a number of halachos of Achnas Orchim from the story of Avram Avinu. And the halachos that he derives include that you should go greet the Orchim, look for Orchim, be mekabel them with chiba yisera, with great love. Avram Avinu didn't just wait for Orchim to come, he went out of his tent looking for Orchim. He was looking for guests, and when they came, there was great excitement. It wasn't like, oh, okay, I'll take care of you. He was so happy that to the point that when a person is doing the mitzvah properly, they should feel, the Orchim should feel that they're the ones doing the balabas the favor, that they're so happy to host them, that, I've been to people's houses where they put on such a good show, it's Keely, you really believe that you're doing them a favor. They're like, oh, well, we spent all this money on a guest room, finally we can justify it, it makes it so and we're so grateful to be able to use it. We're so happy to be able to, you know, so to make the person feel that you're doing them a favor. Also, other than achilu and shtia, you also see to prepare a place for them to wash up from Avraham Avinu, says the Chafetz Chaim. And before you feed them, give them a little bit of time to rest if they're exhausted from traveling. So as soon as they walk in the house, give them show them a room where they can relax and take it easy a little bit before you hassle them with a million questions and a lot of conversation. They just need to rest a little bit after an exhausting trip. The Chafetz Chaim writes that you learn that from Avraham Avinu to be mekabel them b'sefer panim yafos and put food in front of them right away. Not to complain to the Orchim about your own sorrows, because Avraham Avinu could have had plenty going on that he could have complained about, the pain that he was going through and everything else. But the Orchim don't need to hear about your tzaros. Try to make it as comfortable an environment as possible. And Adrabah, when a host starts complaining about all the difficult things that he's going through, so then the Orchim feel really bad. The last thing this person needs now is guests. The last thing this person needs now is to have to worry about me. So Chafetz Chaim says, you learn that from Avraham Avinu. He also says not to stare at them while they're eating. You learn from Avraham Avinu that let them do their thing and not make them uncomfortable. In terms of with whom one is mekayim this mitzvah, there's a famous comment that the Ramah has in Or Chaim Simon Lamed Gimel Si'if Aleph, where the Ramah writes, V'kol shvo she'etir mishum tzorich mitzvah, mutar gam kein l'tzorich orchim, v'lo mikri orchim ela shenis archu etzlo bebeso, o shezimein orchim shenis archu etzel acherin. Aval kishazimin chaveiro this ode etzlo lo mikri orchim veina sudas mitzvah rak sudas rishus. The Raman Simon Shin Lamed Gimel writes that if a person is a friend of yours who lives next door and you're just having a meal together, that is not hachnasas orchim. That is what we call socializing. That is hanging out with your buddies. Hachnasas orchim means that you find someone who needs a place to stay, who's maybe from out of town, who doesn't have a setup of exactly where he's going to go. Only that's a mitzvah of achnas orchim. Says the Mishnah Berurah over there in Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Katan Tes, umikol makom im mazmin chaveru shiyavo lekavod ha'oreach oz gam hu nechshav ka'oreach. Let's say you're having a guest and you don't want the guest, you want the conversation to be exciting at the table, and you know that you're very boring, that it's not going to be such exciting conversation if it's just you. So you want to invite someone else who's going to, who the guest will appreciate. So then that's also Achnas Sarchim. That's part of the Kiyum of Achnas Sarchim. Even though the second guest might live down the block from you and have plenty of food and not need a place to go, but it's part of the Kiyum Mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, because you're inviting that second guest to make it better for the first guest. So says the Mishnah Berurah. In Kara Kemach, the Rabbeinu Bechai writes on under Orchim that the schar of the Mitzvah of Achnas Orchim Ba'olam Hazeh is that one is Zochatav Banim. That we learn from Avraham Avinu and from the Isha Shunamis, that's what followed is the because they were Machnes Areach. And what followed after is the bracha of having children, which of course is a very great bracha, perhaps the greatest bracha that one can experience. There are two more discussions. There are many more discussions I have about Achnas Orchim, but we'll take two. Halachic discussion relating to guests. I was looking back if I ever gave a 10-minute halach shir on Achnas Orchim. I couldn't find one. I found that I gave a 10-minute halach shir on how to be a guest, but not on how to actually host a company, because I was inspired by my friend Rabbi David Rossman gave a shiur in Eish HaTorah about how to be a guest, because all the Bachrim were always going out for Shabbos to all these different people's homes, and a lot of the times they don't know how to be a guest, and they don't always behave properly. So he gave them very cleverly a shiur on how to be a guest. So, but I don't think I ever did Achmas Sorchim. So just two issues that come up. One is who does the food belong to? A very technical halachic issue. There's all this food on the table. You put the food on your plate right then and there. Is that your food or is that the host's food? So there's a fascinating Ramah in Evin HaEzer in Simun Chav Chesif Yodalib where the Ramah writes, Oreach sheyoshev etzel balabayis v'notol chelko v'kidesh bo havi mukadeshes. You're sitting at a table. You're a young man is learning in Eretz Yisrael for the year or something, and he's invited to someone's house. They should all be zochet to be able to do this. He's invited to someone's house, and sure enough, sitting next to him is a nice young lady from a seminary or something, and he starts talking to her, and he's enjoying her company very much, and he says, you know what, this is the one. So he takes his piece of meat off of his plate, and he says to another two young men that are with him, Edim, yeah, Harei HaMekudesh HaSlibibasu Zu Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael. Right then and there, he's Mekadesher with that piece of meat. So Mekudeshes or Edim Mekudeshes? Says the Ramah, Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes. Shmuel raises a kasha from a Gemara in Chulin, which is also Paschal Na'alacha in Shulchan Aruch, that Orchim and Nechnasim Eitzel Balabayis, Enam Rasham Litam Liufreim Litev Lebedol Abdo Shal Balabayis, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to take the food that the Balabayis gave you and start giving it out to the children, right? Let's imagine you had something, everyone gets one portion of dessert, so they give you whatever, the little dessert plate with your dessert on it, and then you give it to one of the children in the house. You're not allowed to do that, says Shulchan Aruch. Elim Kein Notel Rishusim Balabayis, unless the Balabais tells you that you could do that. Can you imagine the fights you can cause? You know, they have five kids. They're all vying for a second piece of dessert, and you pick a favorite. And you give a... So maybe that goes against what they like to do in their house. So you can't do that unless... But if it's mine, why can't I? Asks the Beis Shmuel. If I could be Mekadish Nisha with it, why can't I give it to a kid? So the Bach and the Taz say, you know what? Even when the Ramah says Mekadashas, it must only mean Mekadashas Misafek. It's at least a Chashash Gezel. It's a Safek who it belongs to. It's not that we know who it belongs to. However, the Beis Shmuel himself says, you're not allowed to give it to the kid, not because it's gezel, but that kol mashomer lo balabais, whatever the balabais tells you, you're supposed to do. It's proper etiquette as a guest. You're not supposed to do what the balabais doesn't want you to do. So that's the question. How much of what's put out on the tables can you assume is yours, right? So the Rav Ozner has a tshuva in Shevet Alevi, Chelek Dalet, Tim Reish Chav Hei, at the end of a chasana, and there were such beautiful flowers at the chasana, and it's Thursday night, and you need flowers for Shabbos. So can you just pick the flowers off the table and bring them home with you, because they put them out for the guests, so maybe it belongs to me right now. So Rav Ozner writes, Srach Gezel, according to the Taz. You don't know that it necessarily belongs to you. Now, if you live, he says, in America, where people are so rich, where they take all the extra food, even the food that nobody ever touched, and they just throw it in the garbage at the end of the chasana, so then for sure you're allowed to take it home with you. Or if they throw out all those flowers, then for sure you can take it home with you. But if they have some use for them, then you're not. It doesn't actually belong to you. And then the last thing, there is a mitzvah that the Gemara talks about in Sota Daf Mem Vav and Beis from the Parsha of Egla Rufa, that the Ziknei Ya'ir need a kapara. Why? Because they were not milave this guy who ended up getting killed. So there's a mitzvah that Chazal talk about in Masechta Sota of being milave the guests. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Avil, Schar Halavaya Meruba Minakol. That's the greatest schar you can get from hosting guests. Vuachok Shechaku Avram Avinu V'derech HaChesed Shenagba Machil Ovri Drachim Umashko Osam Umilava Osam. It wasn't just that he brought them into his house and he fed them and he gave them to drink. He was then milava them. So the poskim discuss how come people don't really do that so much anymore. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe writes that a Talmud is not milava his Rebbe Mishum de Bizmanazem Mochlim al Kavodam, because people are mochel on their kavod, and yesh lelochimo and chaveru adashar ul kalapachos dalanamos. But really, you should go at least dalanamos. In Avas Chesed, he asks from the Mashvos of the Gemara in Sota, is that an Oreach is not able to be mochel on the Levoy. So the in Avas Chesed, Chavetz Chaim writes that he's not allowed to be mochel on the Ikar of Levoy, but he can be mochel on the Shear of Levoy. So even though the Shear may be that you're supposed to go till the end of the city, or wherever it is that you're supposed to go, till Tchum Shabbos, wherever it is you're supposed to go, it could be just walking Dalet Amos, because everyone's assumed to be mochel on the Shear. They can't be mochel on the Etzem Ha'inyan. Furthermore, says the Avas Chesed, the Ikar Mitzvah of Levoy is to show the Oreach the where to go, so that he's not put in any sort of danger. So Bizman Azeh, where there are clear markers on the streets of what's what, we could be Melamid Zuchus on the Mekilim that they don't need to do Livui. In Emek Bracha, he writes differently, a third possibility. He says it could be that the Chiyuv of Levaya is only if a person's traveling alone. But nowadays, on the roads are well populated. populated. A person doesn't have to, so you don't need Levaya for every single person that's going anywhere. There is a discussion whether what the purpose of the Levaya is. Is it midin shmira, or is it midin kavod ha'oreach? Is it because you're trying to make sure he's safe, or you're just trying to show him kavod? Nafkamina is that if it's midin shmira, then you can have a shaliach do it, or if the roads are safe, you don't have to do it. But if it's midin kavod, then you would always have to do it. And the other nafkamina is whether the guy could be mochel. If it's midin kavod, he could be mochel, his kavod. But if it's midin shmira, it's not so pasha that he could be mochel, his very fundamental protection as he's traveling. So there's a little bit about achnas arachim, Bez Hashem, we should all be zocha to perform this mitzvah and every other mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, b'kol hiduro, very, very soon, Bez Hashem. Have a great day, everyone.